Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the USA Audio Network. Yeah, the show is raw and unfiltered, and welcome our friends over at Lindell TV, doing such a swell job. I'm going to bring back the word swell. Christopher, again, is down in Dallas, Texas. And if you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, yep, he is still down at Mar-a-Lago with the President of the United States, that'd be Donald Trump, in a big celebration after Super Tuesday. So you got me tonight and tomorrow night as well. LeeLCRadio@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of us. We've got a couple of great guests coming your way this hour. Should be a lot of fun. And again, I have so many things to talk about. I have to start, though. You may have seen this all day long. Again, I do a morning show in Connecticut. And I got up, actually last night, I saw this story pop, and it was infuriating to me. And so many of my friends, my conservative friends, reached out to me last night. And they said, you got to talk about this tomorrow because it's insulting on so many different levels. And, you know, I read the story, and I'm like, I can't believe we have fallen this far down this woke rabbit hole. And they almost got away with it. They almost got away with this. But the woke VA, officials within the woke VA, one in particular, decided to ban the iconic World War II KISS photo over values that they deemed inappropriate. Now, at least the VA, when they found out about this, through a tweet, by the way. This is the way the world works now. You find out through a tweet. They found out through a tweet, and they nixed this nonsense before it really started to catch hold. But the person, Rima Ann O'Nelson, didn't like the idea that this was a heterosexual man grabbing and kissing a heterosexual woman. Maybe the most iconic photo in the history of this country, when you think about it. It encapsulates everything, the essence of us as a society. Think about it. It's essentially a victory celebration. That's what it is. It's a spontaneous occurrence of magic on the streets of New York City, where a soldier, a Navy seaman, comes home, and, you know, he may have seen battle, he may have had his life on the line. Sure, he had his life on the line. And then just a spontaneous moment of absolute pure joy, he grabs a nurse and kisses her. And it's become one of the most iconic photos, and it's actually a work of art in some places. It's become a statue. And these small-minded, insecure, woke pieces of human trash want to eliminate the history of this country. I mean, the photo represents good versus evil. They are evil, guys. They're evil. I mean, what's next? What's next? The Statue of Liberty, because she's a woman, you want to make her trans? Or maybe you don't like the dress she's wearing? Maybe she has to change that, put on a hijab? I'm not even kidding about this. I mean, maybe a decade ago, you'd have thought this is a big spoof. It's not. When this kind of stuff can happen, this is just, it's, you know what it is? It's exhausting, is what it is. That every time you spin around, and maybe that's the plan, is just to wear us out with this garbage. I mean, you're not going to wear me out. I'm never going to stop yelling about this and screaming about this, because this is just, with all the things that are happening in the world today, with the absolute brutality and carnage and everything that's associated with it, to have a group of individuals feel like this is an absolute big deal, and then to do it through the military. Did you know? So here's the deal, just an essence of what they wanted to do, and they actually were moving in the direction to do it before a higher up stopped it. They were going to have this photo removed in every VA office across the entire country. And in the verbiage, it was supposed to be replaced with something more appropriate. What's more appropriate? What would be a better picture? I'm curious. I'd like to know that. Like, what would suit the woke army in a more pleasurable way than to have a soldier kissing a nurse on a celebration day when everybody who wants a free planet was in exhilaration mode during that time. I can only imagine. Think about it. I mean, the people who lived during that time, I mean, the greatest generation that saved the planet, there were times during that war where people probably thought, this is the end. I mean, if Hitler is able to do X, Y, and Z, and I mean, if we lose another ship here, if we do this here, maybe we don't win this thing. Maybe freedom disappears in front of our eyes in the 40s. So that, I think, is on everybody's mind. You know, we're developing nuclear technology, atomic technology at that time. The world is an ever-changing place, and particularly then. And we win, they surrender, and we have, you know, people celebrating in the streets. We catch that in a, you know, it's like the Iwo Jima. It's like putting up that flag, even though that was sort of staged, but putting up the flag. That's another iconic photo of the history of the country. This is a historic photo. And these monsters want to rip it apart. They want to destroy history. If it doesn't suit a narrative, right? If it doesn't suit some kind of a color narrative or a sexual narrative, if it were, let's say, if it were a black soldier kissing a transgender, I guarantee you that memo wouldn't have gone out today. Get rid of that photo. Because that's the world that we're supposedly living in today. No, but they want to erase history. Now, would I be upset if that were the case in the 40s? If a black soldier kissed a transgender, why would I care? I wouldn't. It's still a celebration of American freedom at the time. Again, exhausting. It wears you out. But I thought it was important enough to talk about it, because I'm sure, you know, whatever you do, wherever you're listening to me on the Lindell Television Network online, and if you're you know, out there somewhere across the country, wherever you might be sitting in your car right now, I mean, I'm sure you deal with it every single day. And there is this constant, there's just an aggressive, angry, ugliness to folks who identify either, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of folks who identify as either, you know, what you name the alphabet soup. There's an anger that has grown, and it's not warranted, because most folks, most conservative folks, I know, for if I speak for myself, I could care less. You know, what color you are, what sex you like, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter to more than most. And I can't give you a percentage, but an overwhelming majority of people don't care. But what happens is you start to try to formulate these narratives and change history and eliminate some of these great moments. You cause people like me to become adversaries of you. I'm actually on your side. I think everybody should be treated equally, 100%. But when you try to tear down the history of the country, to try to rebuild it in a fake image, now you've got an enemy. Now I've become an enemy of yours. And I have the microphone and you don't. And I will yell and scream as loud as I can about, you know, what is right and what is wrong. So I think, you know, folks who, you know, want to live this angry lifestyle and point fingers at people who don't deserve to have fingers pointed at them, well, you got to be ready for the backlash, because it's going to come. And again, this particular story, and I'm sure you've all heard about it by now, if you got a comment through an email, send it my way. I'd love to hear it, because maybe you disagree with me. And I'd love to hear your rationale behind disagreeing with me on this. Because I can't even imagine, even the most progressive person out there would think that eliminating that photo, that pure moment of absolute celebration and joy after the end of World War II, that somehow you can manipulate a message and tell me that's wrong. I just can't believe it. I can't even believe the most progressive person out there who is so, you know, gung-ho about everything and anything that's even woke would think that somehow that picture is not okay. I mean, he grabbed her without her permission. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm going to yell and scream. Sometimes I'm trying to stay calm tonight, because this was an infuriating one, you know, for me. And, just about every paper, the New York Post has a great picture, and the headline is perfect. It says, "Oh, kiss off. Oh, kiss off," which I thought was absolutely perfect. But I can guarantee you, if it wasn't a straight white male and a straight white female, nobody would say boo. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the Lindell TV and the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. We got a lot to get to today, so I wouldn't go anywhere. Keep it right here. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes on the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
This is Wayne Allen Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Avio Life. Avio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Avio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer MyTowels, MySlippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. It is Friday. Friday is always a good day. And coming up on, is it Sunday? I think it's Valentine's Day, right? So it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up. It's a three-day Valentine's Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovers out there and all of you husbands and wives out there. Happy Valentine's Day. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's your Valentine's Day gift. Give the person in your life some gold, baby. Some gold and silver. It's better than diamonds and jewelry even. That's nothing better than gold and silver at this point. Because if you have been listening to my show and you understand what's happening as we speak and what's about to happen, what's coming down the pike, Biden is going to bankrupt this country, or Kamala Harris is going to bankrupt this country. You know, if Biden winds up being replaced or dropping out or dropping dead or whatever the hell is going to happen to a guy that's that old and that feeble, and it would be terrible and a tragedy. I don't want anything bad to happen to Joe Biden, but it's pretty obvious. It's like talking about, you know, a feeble old grandfather who has dementia, who's in his last days. You know it, and you don't want anything bad to happen to him. You love him,
but it doesn't mean you'd be ignorant if you didn't think there was a chance that was going to happen. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, you're going to have Kamala Harris as president. And it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. They're both going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether it's Biden or Harris, it's the bankruptcy of America. And as they bankrupt America, you need to own gold and silver, because your gold and silver could be worth so much money that it replaces all the lost income and assets that you've got in your bank account or in the stock market that were going to zero. You know, your gold and silver could replace all that. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank account, and the dollar goes down to where the $1 million is worth $10,000, like Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, you have $10,000 worth of gold, and the $10,000 is worth $1 million. Well, you just replaced it all. You're okay. That's the point of gold and silver. They're like an insurance policy in case the dollar goes kafooey, in case the stock market goes kafooey. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. And ASI is the one to buy it from. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients, sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold was up 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And with Democrats in charge now, man, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. Call up Rich and Michael Chekin, the owners of ASI. It's a Michael is the uncle, Rich is the nephew. And they've been my close personal friends for 16 years. You tell them Wainwright sent you, receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase. When you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show, call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrategies.com. I've mentioned to you at the end of my segment, I think it was with Christina Leyla, I mentioned of the Gateway Pundit, that some of these liberals, you know, are just crazy. And they want to, you know, they're communists and they want to destroy the country. But others are just weak snowflakes who really believe that you can't leave your apartment because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. You realize that since June, Vegas has been open. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For the last 9 months, multiply 9 months times 7 weeks, that's 63 weeks. For the last 63 weeks, and what's 63? Hold on, I'm doing some math. 63 times 7. So for the last 400... No, that's not right. That's not right. Right. I got it wrong. For the last 9 months times 36, excuse me, I'm sorry. For the last 36 weeks times 7, for the last 252 is the right number. For the last 252 days in a row, I've gone out to eat. And I sit in a restaurant for 2 hours, my mask is off, I'm eating, I'm enjoying, I'm drinking, I'm having fun, I'm talking to my guests, I'm doing business meetings, and there's COVID in the air, and I'm alive. Isn't that amazing? 252 days in a row, and I'm alive. And yet there are liberals who won't leave their house or their dorm room. So here's Berkeley, California, the most communist university in America. They've imposed a self-sequester period for all on-campus residents.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to halt her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination.
I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
The former South Carolina governor told supporters that she wishes Donald Trump well without officially endorsing him. There's an expectation that interest rates will decrease at some point this year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that in prepared remarks on Capitol Hill. However, Powell clarified that he is not prepared to specify the exact timing yet. Wildfires are wreaking havoc on the Texas cattle industry. According to State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, the death toll for cattle has reached at least 3,600 and it continues to rise. Miller emphasized the urgent requirement for hay to help feed the surviving cows. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833 way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allen Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I've not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, and they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him, and it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be, by definition, right, if you're harassing, like, 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abusive power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that's abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name of the Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the third tonight was in a whole new category of sleaze. It not only infuriated their longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment.
You've seen that. I think that is really helping Donald Trump because even though Donald Trump is only about 3 years younger than Joe Biden, he clearly has a lot more vim and vigor when he's out there speaking, you know, for good and bad.
I'm not a fan of Biden, but when I watch him, I'm cringeworthy because I don't want him to fall apart and fall to pieces because that's not good for anybody. And I'm actually a little bit nervous about the State of the Union coming up. I can't imagine he can talk for an hour.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, that's, it's in the evening. I mean, this is going to be a real challenge. We'll see how he does.
Right.
But, you know, and to your question about Michelle Obama, I do think there's something going on here. You know, I think a lot of conservatives have been saying this. You've seen a lot of reports in various newspapers about this. But you just look at it. I mean, you've got David Axelrod, one of the chief strategists for Barack Obama, out there talking about how, why is Joe Biden running for president? This is weeks ago. Then all of a sudden, Michelle Obama's on TV with her hair all done up, looking good, saying I'm worried about the state of the country. And now, just this past week, you've got four former White House staffers from the Obama administration saying, you know, Joe Biden doesn't look like he's ready for prime time. That feels like a shiv in the back. And look, these super delegates at the Democratic convention, unlike the Republican Party, can actually make it happen at the convention. So, you know, you might be seeing a real effort by the Democratic Party base to take Joe Biden out. And the crazy thing is, they've got Kamala Harris, but they don't like her any more than we like her, maybe even less. And so they're trying to put somebody else up. And, you know, for them, their view is if it's going to be not going to be Michelle, it's not going to be Kamala Harris, it's got to be somebody like a Michelle Obama or an Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey ain't running for president.
So it can't be Gavin Newsom because you can't usurp Kamala, right? You got you couldn't do that.
Right. And that guy has run California to the ground. I mean, I don't understand how anybody's even talking about Gavin Newsom as a potential presidential candidate. Literally, my home state of California is in the tank.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products that protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. We are talking with Jamil Jaffers. You hear him and see him just about everywhere, including CNN, and we're talking about all kinds of different issues, and I want to switch gears, talk Ukraine, talk Russia, a lot of different information. What's the latest Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that Russia has made some gains at the same, by the same token, you know, the Ukrainians have made minor gains as well, and so what you've got is a frozen conflict, right? Nobody's making massive gains one way or the other. There is a question whether the Ukrainians can sustain this fight without significant U.S. support. That obviously is held up in Congress over the debates between Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and this question about the border security. And so the fight is still going on. But I do worry that if they don't get our weapons and they don't get resupplied, they are going to start losing a lot faster. Russia will gain that territory, and then we'll be in a world of hurt because Russia's not going to stop at the Ukrainian border. We've already heard Poland say that they're ready to fight. They're already doing more than their part in NATO. They're doing 4% of their budget versus the 2% required, right? They're willing to go to 8% if they need to fight Russia, but they are not going to be able to do it on their own. And, can you imagine a world in which Russia actually succeeds at taking Ukraine and then starts to go further? That is not a world we want to live in. We've got to win this fight. Ukraine's got to win this fight. And we got to give them everything it takes to win that fight. The problem is the Biden administration for 2 years has been leaking in weapons slowly, so we're just spending a ton of money and not really winning the war. We need a strategy to win this war. We should not give it up. We should put the money in, but if we need to double down and let the Ukrainians win.
So you honestly believe that Ukraine is step one in a process across Europe?
I have no doubt in my mind. Look, they didn't stop at Crimea when Barack Obama let them take Crimea back in 2014. Everyone's like, well, that's gone. It is what it is. And then they went in and tried to take Kyiv, right? And we were able to push them back with our weaponry and their brave fighting. And now we're going to question whether they're going to be able to sustain that. And the reality is that turns on U.S. dollars. It turns on U.S. weapons. And by the way, I want to note this, Lee, which is to say, you know, everyone thinks this money is being spent in Ukraine. It is not. The vast majority of our America's money that's going to this fight is being spent here in the United States to buy American weapons. They buy American workers and then ship them overseas to the Ukrainians. So to be sure, they're getting the benefit of that money, but it's being spent on American jobs and American defense units here in the United States.
Putin threw out a threat of nuclear war the other day. Any thoughts on that?
Look, Vladimir Putin has been waving around the nuclear threat since the beginning of this conflict, and it's partly what's got the Biden administration on the run. They're very afraid that he might be tempted to do it, and we should all be worried about that, right? This is a country with a tremendous number of nuclear weapons, but there's a reason why they've never used them. It's because we have a tremendous amount of nuclear weapons, and they don't want to start that fight. It doesn't end well for anybody. It may even end civilization as we know it. He's not going to go down that road unless he sees it as an existential threat. We don't need to go down that road and make it existential for him. All we need to do is push him out of Ukraine, where he is, and push him back to his border. If we're able to do that and enable the Ukrainians to do that without putting troops on the ground, we should do that. The reality is we just have not put the weaponry in the fight. We've barely got M1 Abrams tanks in the fight, barely got F-16s in the fight. We need to triple down on that. That will cost money, to be sure, but that is money better spent than the Russians succeeding at this war and ultimately costing us. Look, we've seen this story before. World War One, we were hesitant to get in. World War Two, we were hesitant to get in. And each time that happened, it cost us more troops, more money, more American blood and treasure instead of doing it ahead of time and getting the Allies to fight the fight and putting our money and weaponry behind them.
Russia-Ukraine is not the only war. We've got a war happening on fronts in Gaza. I'm of the mindset that need to annihilate and get rid of Hamas. Where are you in the Gaza-Israel conflict?
Look, there is not going to be a ceasefire until Hamas is destroyed. And that's perfectly legitimate for the Israelis to expect that after they suffered the equivalent of a dozen 9/11 attacks on a population-adjusted basis on that day in October 7th. So they're well within their rights to take out Hamas. They're not going to stop fighting. There will not be a ceasefire. So anybody in America who thinks that's going to happen is living a mythical dream. The reality is that the only way this thing gets won is for the hostages to be traded back and ultimately a deal to be done where Hamas gives up its control over Gaza. That's the only thing Israelis will accept, and that's completely reasonable, right, given what happened to them on October 7th. The U.S. should start talking about that. The Biden administration should start talking about that instead of talking about a ceasefire. That's chimeric.
What's Gaza look like when this is all done in your mind?
Look, I mean, Gaza has long been a very difficult situation. You got 2 million packed in a very tight space, right? They're economically disenfranchised. They're having real challenges, right? Israel's got to realize that a Gaza that's not productive is not going to be successful sitting on its border, no matter how deep a zone you create, a clear zone between Israel's border and Gaza. Until you can figure out a way to get the West Bank and Gaza working together effectively, get them actually creating economic success, they're not going to succeed. That's going to require the Arab states to do their part. It's going to require Israel to create that separation and ultimately figure out how to get Gaza into the right place. It's just leaving in the hands of Hamas for the last 10 years, 15 years has not been a successful strategy. We got to figure something better out.
Jamil Jaffer, founder and executive director of the National Security Institute, and we love when we get a chance to sit down and chat with him a bit. I got one more topic. What is China waiting on to move on Taiwan?
Look, I think the lesson that China has taken away from the Russian war in Ukraine is if you're going to go in full force, end the conflict before anybody has a chance to get their poor weapons into the fight or bring their own weapon or bring their own troops to bear. So, look, the U.S. has a lot of assets in the region, but not nearly enough in Taiwan, in the China region, in the South China Sea, in that area. We've got enough there to start a fight, but not win a fight, and China knows that. And so if they go in and end that battle for Taiwan in a week or two, knowing they'll have to fight a resistance in the mountains, right, but end the primary battle, they know the U.S. won't show up because we just can't get there in time.
Jamil, I got to jump in. We're out of time. I thank you very much. I know you're slam busy. You can see Jamil Jaffer's just about everywhere. Short break. We'll come back. We're on Lindell TV next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.